We're going to talk now with someone who has the long view of big storms and their aftermath. Craig Fugate is the former head of FEMA. That would be the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Fugate was running FEMA when Hurricane Sandy hit, among many other storms he's worked over the years. He is on the line now from his home in Gainesville, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me first ask, how you doing? What's the situation in Gainesville this morning?
Well, we're high and dry. It's still raining sideways, and we have no power. Some trees are down, but the house is good. So, and we have internet and cell phone service, so we can talk to you this morning.
Well, that's good news, at least. Let me ask you to put the storm into context. As someone who, I said, has seen a lot of storms, I know before FEMA, you ran Florida's Emergency Management Division. How big is Irma, as storms go?
Well, the size of the storm is basically we're seeing record storm surge up in Jacksonville on the St. John's River, with damage reports now coming out of the Keys of fairly significant impacts to their infrastructure, and the potential now for flash flooding and heavy rain all the way up into Georgia and the Carolinas. So for a lot of folks, fortunately, damage hasn't been as severe in some places. Other places, it's been pretty bad.
And it sounds like, I mean, you're dealing with a number of big challenges. We just heard our reporter, Layla Fadel, talk about how people were trying to get out of the eye of the storm, and they ended up just driving into it as winds were shifting. The other big challenge is this 1-2 punch, Irma coming just a week after Harvey.
Right. And that's something, from the standpoint of FEMA, we've always been prepared for is you don't get to have just one big disaster at a time. Part of our planning has always revolved around that. But it does mean you have to very quickly shift your response teams. Many of these search and rescue teams that worked in Harvey literally had just gotten home before they reloaded, repacked, and started heading towards Florida.
Well, does FEMA have the resources it needs to respond to both? I mean, Harvey, there's still a lot of work to be done, as we know.
Yeah, and in Harvey, they're in the recovery phase here. In Florida, very much still in response phase,
sure.
Power outages across the state. So really, it's the funding, and fortunately, Congress and President have acted, and there's enough funding now for the initial response.
Have you talked to any of these people on the team that's leaving Texas, and as you said, they just got home, unpacked, repacked, and headed to Florida?
I haven't talked to them personally, but that's always been our plan. The team up at FEMA headquarters redeploy the urban search and rescue teams across the country. Also, there's a tremendous amount of state mutual aid with all the other states that are helping, both Texas and now Florida.
Can you give us some specifics? What size of team is FEMA going to need to deal with the aftermath of Irma? And what's their number one job going to be as they arrive?
Well, right now, it's the search and rescue teams and a lot of the other federal agencies that are deployed in the response phase. The next important step is going to be individual assistance and assistance with housing. And that we don't really know until we get better assessments as, we get our first full day in South Florida after the storm passes. But literally, FEMA had thousands. In Texas, they're going to need thousands here in Florida. Plus, we still have wildfires out west.
So you're dealing with three moving targets at this point if you're working with FEMA right now.
Right. And plus, we have our teams that, FEMA has the teams down in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. U.S. Virgin Islands had significant impacts. We still have another storm out there that looks like it's going to circle, fortunately, weekend, but still be out there. We got to keep an eye on. So, and we're still, right now, it's September 11th, the attack of the terrorists. It's also the peak of the hurricane season. We still have to go to November 30th.
Now, we should note that Congress has passed emergency disaster aid, $15 billion. That's billion with a B. Is that enough? What will it be used for to start with?
Well, that was FEMA funding, and it's going to support FEMA's initial response and response to support individuals and families and some of the initial rebuilding costs. But from Harvey, and we have yet to see the assessments from Florida, there's going to be a lot more requirements for funding, particularly for agencies like HUD with their community block development grant dollars, a lot of the things that are going to be required for long-term recovery. In many cases, FEMA is really focused on the initial response, recovery operations, and the grants to help governments rebuild their damages. But a lot of the other impacts require the rest of the acronyms the federal family to support.
And specifically, what are we talking about? You're talking about wood to rebuild homes, shingles to put on roofs, that type of thing?
No, I'm talking about the funding for the, particularly in Harvey, but we'll probably see this in Florida as well, is the high number of people who didn't have flood insurance and have no insurance now and are facing total losses. FEMA's programs are limited to a maximum of $34,000 for families. Average payout is much lower. It's based upon the impacts. And for a lot of families who didn't have flood insurance, or in the case of wind, were high deductibles or under insurance, it could be a financial challenge. And in many cases, they lose their equity in their homes. They can't make repairs. And that's really the financial hardship that FEMA is just not designed to take care of. FEMA was never designed to supplant insurance.
In the few seconds we have left, if you could offer one lesson to your successor, what would it be?
Well, Brock knows the lessons. It's go big, go fast, be smart about it. You don't have time. So they've been moving teams before the storm hit, and they're ready to support the response.
A reference to Brock, the current head of FEMA. That was Craig Fugate, the former head of FEMA. Thanks so much for joining us.